This is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman. Taliban has confirmed that it held direct talks with the United States and Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. An insurgent official speaking on condition of anonymity explained to VOA the preliminary dialogue focused merely on laying the groundwork for future contacts and meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. The meeting in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming Eid festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. Sam Brownback, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, says Washington is confident that detained American pastor Andrew Brunson in Turkey will be free soon. Meantime, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said there will be consequences if Turkey does not release Brunson.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Brunson has been jailed in Turkey for nearly 2 years on terrorism and espionage charges. Israeli police closed Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for several hours after a number of people barricaded themselves inside. Police said the closure came after they were attacked by fireworks and stone. Following Friday afternoon prayers, authorities reported the arrest of 24 people who had taken part in the confrontation. Al-Aqsa is Islam's third holiest site. This is VOA News.